Buckets and go. Buckets are going around for collection, inshallah. Please donate generously. Jazakallah khair.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد إن شاء الله tonight's recitation we will begin with سورة الأعراف and we will conclude with سورة الأعراف as well and that will be the end of tonight's recitation. سورة الأعراف, it literally means the high walls. Al-A'raf means the high walls. What it refers to is, okay, number one is there are two ayats in the surah, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ, and I just looked it up and I forgot it, right? What's the other ayah? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَخْتِرَاتِ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Right, it's there. You'll hear it in Tarawih, inshallah. Al-A'raf literally means the high walls, the high walls, the elevated places. What this refers to is that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be, one is the two categories that we know of, the two open outright categories. Those people who will go into Jannah and those people who will go into Jahannam. But then there will be those people who are Muslims, who have done many good deeds, but at the same time, they have done many bad deeds. And they are almost equal. So for them, they will go into a place called A'raf. You know, bain. Neither here, neither there. And as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Qiyamah is established, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very angry. The fury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be the first thing that will come into fore. That is why when you see multiple ahadith, especially the famous hadith of Shafa'a, that the people will gather. They will first go to Adam alayhi salam, then they will go to Isa, they'll go to Nuh alayhi salam, they will go all the way, all around, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. Eventually they'll come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every Nabi they will go to, that Nabi will answer with what? Inna Rabbi. Right, I can't remember the hadith, the Arabic of the hadith either. I really should have checked it up before coming. I didn't, that's on me. Right, but Bukhari ki riwayat hai, you can check up inshallah if you want to. Hadith al-Shafa'ah. But the thing is, my Rabb is so angry today. He has never been angry like this before. That is how Qiyamah will be established. Then as time passes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah will come to fore. As per the hadith Qudsi, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent upon himself that his mercy will overcome his anger. So when his mercy eventually overcomes, when all the disbelievers, when all those who are deserving of eternal hellfire are in the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then take those people from A'raf and put them into Jannah through his mercy. At the end of the day, the be-all and the end-all is, none of us will enter Jannah except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, even you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even I. No one can enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is A'raf, right? This surah is a Makki surah. As you mentioned yesterday, Makkah al-Mukarramah. So there's two main themes. In this surah, there's two main themes. Number one is Tawheed, and number two is Risala. The main one is Risala, prophethood. The prophethood of different Anbiya alayhimus salam is brought in order to show the importance and the sequence that if this could happen, then why are you then denying the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Few things here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off this surah with Alif Lam Mim Sad. Four letters. These are known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, the separated letters. We've come across them two times before this as well. In the first, Alif Lam Mim Dhalikul Kitabu La Rayba Fih, and then Surah Ali Imran, the immediate next surah after that. This is the third time. Alif Lam Mim Sad, the be all and the end all is Wallahu A'lamu Bi Buradihi Bidharik. The Mufassireen have debated for very long, but they've come to one conclusion. No one knows the meaning of these words. Not the Mufassireen, not the Tabi'een, not the Sahaba, not even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one knows the meaning of those words. Why did Allah Ta'ala put them there? Well, there are many reasons. The most important one for you and I to know is, so remember, jitnabi bara ban jaye tabhi yaad rakhe ke bewakoof hai. No matter how big we become, we are still bewakoofs. Why? Because we don't know the meaning of four letters. Hey, you're trying to act like bara mufti bankar ya ja raha hai wa ja raha hai. You know, sometimes bring humility back into the people. All the mufassireen, they can sit and debate and debate and debate. At the end of the day, they have to throw in the towel and say what? Allah Ta'ala alone knows best. So that is this thing. You will see them. Yaseen, Saad, Qaf, Taaseen, Meem, Taaseen, they'll come. Approximately, I think, believe 29 surahs that start with Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the very first ayat, Kitabun Unzila Ilayk. This Qur'an was revealed to you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدَرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ لِتُنْذِرَ بِهِ وَذِكْرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is the first lesson for you and I. Don't worry what other people say about your religion. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Embrace your religion. Unfortunately, we have an inferiority complex. You know, when someone says something, if we don't have an immediate answer to it, we become very perplexed. Oh no, maybe, maybe. Why maybe? Remember, people will find faults in everything. There was an aspiring artist. He drew his masterpiece. And then he went to the town center, he put his masterpiece there, and he said, if anyone can find any fault in it, just point it out to me. He left it there for one day. He came back the following day, and that there was nothing left. It was completely covered. This dot here, there, this, that, whatever. So he was like, you know, I spent days, weeks behind this. He went to his father. Father's an elderly man, generally. I won't say all the time, getting less and less. But generally, with age comes wisdom, you know. But not every old person is wise. Don't forget that as well. So the father said, no, it's your fault. Paint it again. So another few weeks pass. He paints it again. He said, now go right there. If you can find any correction, correct it and show it to me. And then he put that there. He comes back the following day, and it's completely blank. No one. To criticize, you don't need a brain. But why? You're critiquing. Do you need a brain to repeat two words? You don't need a brain to criticize. So people will criticize. Allah Ta'ala is telling the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, propagate the Quran. We have given them the answers that they need. If they want to make objections, don't worry about the objection. Embrace your deen. Allah Ta'ala has blessed you. Don't worry what the right says, the left says, or the center says. Bugger them all. And this is something we need to put into our children. We need to put into our women folk as well. MashaAllah, you know this. What about our children? They will go to school tomorrow. Everyone and their grandfather is looking at the most random, stupid news articles ever and listening to it. They will come and say things like this to your children. Your children will become impacted. If we are getting impacted, just imagine our children, how they are getting impacted. Allah Ta'ala told the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry about it. The Mufassirin mentioned it was an address to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in reality it was for him to convey to the Ummah. Not everyone agrees in that statement, but that was one of the Mufassirin mentioned. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah brings it. Right? Just for us to know, bear in mind. So this, the first ayah of tonight's recitation, is a reminder for you and I. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we are not bowing in front of idols. Alhamdulillah, we are not, you know, committing genocide in the name of our religion and then saying, no, we are promised this land 3,000 years ago. Alhamdulillah, we are not going around a fire and worshipping that fire. Alhamdulillah, we are not saying our God is three and sometimes our God is one and sometimes our God is three in one. Alhamdulillah. Embrace your deen. Love your deen. Love the aspects of your deen. Whether we like it or we don't like it. Whether we understand it or we don't understand it. That is why Allah Ta'ala puts the first thing He puts, Alif Lam Mim Sad. What do you understand? Nothing. All we know, Allah Ta'ala said it. All we know, when He said Alif, we got 10 rewards minimum. When He said Lam, we got 10 rewards minimum. When He said Mim, we got 10 rewards minimum. When He said Sad, we got 10 rewards minimum. More than that, we don't know anything. And immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry. That's the first thing. The second thing, and it comes a few ayats down. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْ هُمْ قَائِلٌ. How many a nation have we not destroyed? And their punishment came to them, sometimes whilst they were asleep, and sometimes whilst they were reveling in their, you know, carelessness. Qailun literally means resting during the day. But to show they were careless. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them and Allah Ta'ala replaced them with someone else, and then with someone else, and then with someone else, and 20,000 years down the line, we came along. Do you not think Allah Ta'ala can replace you and I? Were there not people there who were worshipping Allah at one point? Don't become complacent. Don't become complacent. Don't forget it is Allah who is in control. This is the deen of Allah. If we abuse this deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will take it away from us. Remember, there is no difference between us and the people in Palestine. There is no difference between us and the people in Sudan. There is no difference between us and the people in Yemen, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in whichever place you may want. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, we could be going through the same thing, if not worse. Summer last year was just a slight eye-opener. Things start off small, and then everything goes. If they could do all of that in a span of few days, if Allah Ta'ala gave them free reign, what would happen to us? Just remember. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, Shaytan. In this, Allah Ta'ala mentions the ayat, Ya Bani Adam. Ya Bani Adam literally refers to, O son of Adam, meaning you and I. It appears in the Quran 5 times. 4 of which appear in this surah. And the 5th one comes in Surah Yasin. And there are many, many, many lessons, but just few which we can take from the story of Adam alayhi salam and Shaytan. The first one is that many people will come to you. They will act like they're well wishers as well. They will take long qasams that wallahi will come with the most amount of tajweed you have ever heard. And it will be followed by all the huruful jarrah, billahi, tallahi, all of that. And if he says qasam, he'll say qasam with the qaf, not qasme or qasam. Proper pronunciation. And he will come to you in the guise as though he is the biggest friend of Allah. But the reality is that person is the biggest shaitan of Allah. And he's the biggest enemy of Allah. When shaitan came to Adam alayhi salam, he took qasam. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. I am a well-wisher, I am your friend. I am here, I want to do good for you. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala forgot to tell you this. No, He didn't mean it like that. You will get many a'imma. If I say something wrong, I'm like that as well. Take me to be like that as well. But you will get many people. They will use the religion of Allah and they will be your biggest enemies. And they will misguide you from the religion of Allah. Be very careful. Shaitan is teaching us his tricks. Same dog, different day. The people you see nowadays, not speaking generally, but when they come like this, they are the same dogs, but it's just a different day. The second thing, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبْوَيْكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I. Remember we mentioned that story a few days ago, that Pakistani uncle locked his children, locked his kid outside middle of the night because he went to see. Yeah. If those grandchildren grow up and they remember what their grandfather did, will they ever forgive him? Will they? Would you forgive that if someone did that to your father? You wouldn't. I speak for myself. You know, I'll find it very difficult to move on and forgive that kind of person. Forgive that kind of behavior. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I, Shaitan kicked your father out of Jannah. He didn't just kick him out of his house. Imagine kicking him out of his house and throwing him in a dump yard, surrounded by feces and the filthiest of things. That's what Shaitan did. And then are you still now going to go and make Shaitan your friend? Are you then still going to go and obey Shaitan? Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I, when Shaitan has done that to your father, take lesson. Don't make him your friend. He is not your friend. He wants to do the same thing to you, except he wants to take you out of the dump yard and throw you inside the hellfire, because he can't take you out of your house anymore. Then the third one is the response of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. How did Shaitan respond? Shaitan displayed arrogance. He started making this excuse and that excuse. No, it's their fault. And because of them, I got kicked out. Meanwhile, it was his fault. How did Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam respond? They could have said, Ya Allah, Shaitan misled us. You know, it was Shaitan's fault. You know, Shaitan did this. Shaitan told him. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We committed the wrong. We transgressed against ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you do not forgive us, if you do not have mercy on us, then we will be wretched. Yes, we did the wrong. We turn back to you all. This should be our response, not only throughout the month of Ramadan, but throughout the entire year, and especially in the month of Ramadan. Then throughout the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the examples of various Anbiya alayhi salam. He speaks about seven Anbiya alayhi salam specifically, starting from Hud alayhi salam, then Salih alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Harun alayhi salam. But he focuses a lot on Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel. As a matter of fact, the most mentioned prophet in the Quran is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel. The reasoning, without even going into what the Mufassirin mentioned, we can see firsthand how obvious it is. That qawm, you know, that those people, just leave it at that, right? Those people, they killed their own prophets. When they killed their own prophets, why are you shocked at what they are doing today? Musa alayhi salam went to get the Torah. What did they do? They made a god. What did they say when Musa alayhi salam came back? No, you know what? We want you to see God. So we made a god. They got rid of that. The punishment was meted out upon them. Then they said, we don't accept the Torah you brought. We want to hear it directly from Allah. This is the qawm you are dealing with today. When you see what heinous actions they are perpetrating against our children, then understand these are the people that are doing it. There is no redemption. They will do worse today and even worse tomorrow. There is no better tomorrow. And that is why perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their incidents so much throughout the Quran. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musa alayhi wa sallam had to go through this. And O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what this qawm was doing. Make sabr, because what you are going to have to deal with them. Anyway, it is Jum'ah already. So do remember, we're supposed to be reciting a lot of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the year on Jum'ah anyway. But especially in the month of Ramadan, do increase in the salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And okay, we'll do that tomorrow, inshallah. Okay, subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وسطوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم السلام عليكم السلام. لا إله.